Anybody know how to work this? Oh, okay, 002. File 002. And it's, we're going back to Siman Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah, Wednesday night. Sif Yud Ches. Eilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila B'Mayim. So now, again, the Mishnah Berurah says we're dealing with two types of things. We're dealing with things that you have to be menakeh your hands because they're dirty, out for covered bracha. Some things you push it, you're not going to make a bracha with your dayim that are not nekiyos. And then there are things that are ruach ra. Ruach ra requires water, not just nekiyos. Contrary to what people perhaps are used to thinking, ruach ra doesn't necessarily need three times washing. We'll see there are some ruach ra's that maybe only need one time. That's number one. Ruach, what? Oh, and it doesn't necessarily need a kli. Certainly a faucet would be good enough. You go like that. So we'll see. But that's ruach ra. But ruach ra does need mayim. That's the main difference. I mean, another main difference is that ruach ra, you should get rid of as soon as possible. It's ruach ra. That's the idea of ruach ra. Hashem in the kiyos, so there's no rush. You know, when you get rid of it, you'll get rid of it. And also you have the concept of komidi dimanakya. You know, you wipe your hands if there's no water available. Certainly water is the best cleansing agent. But if you don't have, so, you know, you rub your hands like that, and that's good enough. You know, so that's what we'll be learning about. So these are the things that require netilah b'mayim. And we'll be learning about, okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah though. La'asav ruach ruach ashrei ral yedei zeh. But actually, in the list will be things that the Mishnah Berurah will speak out, are not because of ruach ra, but because of nekiyus. But we'll see as we learn it. Al ken yamai lito take, if it's because of ruach ra, you want to be notel your hands as soon as possible. Fanatila tiara perek, oh, another difference, when something's because of ruach ra, so if you touch it with a finger, you have to wash your whole hands. That's where the expression comes from. Give him a finger, he wants the hand. Everybody's sleeping. Yeah. Mashenkin by Nikius, you only wash the area that's dirty. You don't have to wash the whole hand. You wash the area that's dirty. So, Vanatilo Tiat Aperek, Akaponam Atsof Kishri Etzbaos, so till the end of the knuckles. Till the knuckles. That's for Ruach Ra. Avalam Lichlech Yodo Betit Berefesh, Dainbo Mishum Ruach Ra, Ein Tzor Chakl Kamech Mokamam Lichlech Belabad. Oh, the Dai. Bringing tefillah, yivur lekamim b'simen tzadik beis, bayin shem avir alacha. Whether that requires the tefillah, even if you're not sure if it's naki or not. Stam yudayim requires the tefillah for tefillah. Okay. B'mayim, after the tefillah b'koshkin l'toira, dai acha kolei l'b'nikayim v'alma, ruach ra does not stop you, should not stop you, if there's no water available, should never stop you from learning, from making brachas, from davening. Who could let come on? Sivchav beis, the mairi become an amito, the kosh came to Enoch, come an amito, it's from sleeping. Mikomokom, the stalik ruach ra, but so it's not ma'akim learning or saying brachas, but to get rid of the ruach ra, tzorech davka mayim, you need water. Mayim lakamim sivchot mem aleph. Bein tzorech sholosh ba'amim, there's less intense ruach ra's. Some ruach ra's does not need three times. You only need sholosh ba'amim can become an amita, that means from sleep. Yesh machmir ba'olach ben ha'mesim, you go on a beis ha'kforos, u'mishamish mitoso, the binan gamkin sholosh ba'amim. But you don't need a kli. Nachrayim say, only the morning from sleep needs a kli. Maybe mishamish mitoso, some say need a kli. But generally, ruach ra does not need a kli. The machmir with a kli, people don't, you know, don't realize, you don't need a kli. A faucet's not a kli, of course. A faucet's mechubal karka. So you open the faucet, it's not a cold from a kli. Okay, but you don't need a kli, pashtus. You don't even need three times, really. He says maybe by these things. Certainly our beis hakiseis do not need shalosh pomim. It's doubtful if our beis hakiseis have a ruach ra that's shayra in them. Talking about without urinating or being isotrochov, just entering the Beis HaKisei. There's very little zuhama or junk in our Beis HaKisei. What?
Shamish
Mitasa is Ruach Ra. Also, Nikias, but also Ruach Ra. Again, Ruach Ra is more chomer. It needs mayim, and maybe it needs three times. Sometimes it needs a kli. And you should do it as soon as possible. Mashenki and Thinkiyus, none of those things are true. Uvmogan Avram, Simon Zion, Sasadvarov, that you don't need three times for the Beis HaKisei. Doesn't have to run, he can have it by his bed. If he's going to sleep right away, so he might say there's no purpose. Ruach Ra's coming back right away because of his sleep. Konami. Is there any Indian with a kli? Yeah, you look through him. The kids will do a good tzivuch.
That's it.
It seems not. Certainly not our Beis HaKisei. Doesn't even need three times.
Ross talking about just walking in. Not
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah. Now, going to the bathroom is even less chance. That's certainly Mishum Nikius. And that certainly doesn't need a kli. That's Nikius. The only thing that might be Ruach Ra is the going into the Beis HaKisei. Our Beis HaKisei is probably not. Even their Beis HaKisei is probably only one time and probably not a kli. So you want your kids to do a good shidduch. Whoa, before davening, what's that? Oh, no. Chazal will masake netilas yadayim for davening. That already needs kli. The word netila comes from the word kli. Shachris, we pask in that way. Menchamayev is more what you call a chumrah. And I think normative halach is that not, but certainly Mishum Nakiyas, you should wash your hands before davening without a kli. Mishum Nakiyas, Yadayim Askana, you're saying. The Takonas Chazal, which already was formalized with a kli, that's already called Natilas Yadayim. The word Natila comes from the word kli, according to many. So that was probably, I feel comfortable saying, normative halach is that it was only by Shachris. Although there, I would say to be machmir for the other tefillahs too with a kli. But certainly, Mishum Nakiyas, you almost must wash your hands. Or at least, if you can't wash them, so you have to be menakeh them. Because there's certainly a daim askana, you're saying. You can't make a bracha. A stam yudayim, you have to be menakeh your hands before tefillah. Really, before every bracha, but chazal on the sakin to do it before tefillah. I'm sorry. Stam yudayim does not need before a bracha. No, they are masaking it. You want to be practical and assume your hands are not nakiyas. That's like, you know, you scratch your head during the day, you know. But that they weren't masaking. Stam yodayim needs for tefillah. Probably only for shachris me'ikar hadin. It's good to be machmir for the other tefillahs too. At least for the nikayon part. With a kli, is there any? A rational chumrah. A rational chumrah, because if they can masak in it, it needs a kli. Yeah. Yeah. You do need one, that's for Ruach Ra. Yeah, you don't need three times. We do three times. You don't really need kli. We do everything. We do kli. We don't hand it one guy to the other, you know. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to say soon. Minig Yisrael Tayruhu. That's a different question. If you need the tefillah shadayim, can you do it inside the bathroom? If your hands are wet when you walk out, Chazanish paskins yeah. He says no problem, because it's the wetness of the hand, it's not the act of netilah. So if you walk out and your hands are still wet, then there's no problem doing it in the bathroom.
Old
show, we doubted
that the rough there paskin that we should wash hands outside the bathroom.
You say the word should, you know.
It's better than
it's better. Everything's better. It's important to know Ikar Hadin, because when you're stuck, then if you don't know Ikar Hadin, you can end up missing Tefillah B'Tzibur because you're waiting to wash your hands outside the bathroom. That's why it's important to know Ikar Hadin.
Did you say at one time you're not allowed to wash in the washroom, but wash outside?
I don't know, did I? If I might have said it's better.
You wake up in the morning.
I still say that because in the morning you should be washing immediately. Okay, let's go down the list. Hakami Amita means from sleep. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Chemi beis hamerchitz," where there's a lot of zuhama, sweat. It's Filu l'ruach atsham. Mishim ruach ruach. Shashar rabbeinu hamakomos. These are all ruach ruach stuff. Anoitel tziparnov. I don't know. V'acholetz menolov. I don't know. I don't know. What?
Why is there an order?
I don't know.
Hear me, what was your question?
It has fire.
I don't know.
It's two in a row.
Why is there an order to cutting your nails?
It has to do with Odom and Chava. I don't know. Rabbi Gamliel is going to be by the Siyam HaShah. So ask him all these questions. He's the guest speaker.
Really?
Yeah. You know Rabbi Gamliel? You don't know Rabbi Gamliel? He's the guest speaker by the Siyam HaShah. Gamliel's coming. Baruch Hashem. Achayelus Manolo. He called me today to find out exactly what time to be there. Achayelus Manolo. Noitel Tziparnov is Ruach Ra. Acholos Manolo of the Mishnah. I'm sorry. Does not need a kli. The Achronim say. Doesn't need three times. Acholos Manolo. That's the Mishnah speaks out that it's not ruach ro. That's nikiyus. It's not mashma like that in the mechaber. But that's why you have a Mishnah Berurah. Vanogei Baraglov is probably is not ruach ro. Is nikiyus. Vachofef rosho is not ruach ro. It's nikiyus. It's fair, it does not fit into the words. But that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns. V'yesh omer mamaholich ben hameisen, that is ruach ra. U'mishanoga b'meis, that is ruach ra. U'mishamafli kela, for some reason, is ruach ra. They you delouse your begadim. I'm not quite sure why. No, it's ruach ra. V'mishamish mitoso, v'nogeya b'kina, and allows Banogea Bagufa Biyodo, that is not Ruach Ra, that's Nikius. Okay, that's it. Misha Sachas Mikolelu Vanol Notal, but this is really only the Ruach Ra things. It's really Mishnah Berurah Shver. Shver Mishnah Berurah, because it says Misha Sachas Mikolelu Vanol Notal, Im Tamut Chacham Utamudu Mishtakayach, Vimeno Tamut Chacham Yotsu Midaidoi. Pashtus, it only means the Ruach Ra things. The Nikias things, it doesn't make so much sense. It should carry in it such an onesh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. There are Achronim that are choling, but we're learning Mishnah Berurah. Min Olov, Mishum Shenogea, Biyod, the Beis HaChalitza. Because if it would be Ruach Ra, then even if you kicked your shoes off, you would have to wash your hands, get it to Ruach Ra. But it's because you touched it. Avul below Nogaben and Torch Matila. Vachoyos Manolov, Vinagea Baraglov, Vachofe Frosho, Eina Mishum Ruach Ra. Talk Mishum Nikias. Alkin ain't Sorek Lamar, Lito Yodov, taketh. Mashengi Minuch to Mishum Ruach Ra, you gotta do it as soon as possible. Chenis Kaliyah, Bussum Kotten Lamet Ches. Meina Mesum Mimisve Sakvaris, Kosum Aril Simuchav Gimel, Sheesh Lito, Kodum, Sheesh Palil Alakvaros. I don't know how you do that. You're in the Beis HaKvaros, the water's out there. Ruach and Shein is Peshuva Lachatzai Beis HaKvaros. Sheruach Ros Malavin Achozrin. No, I don't know where they are. V'yesh Nogin Oz Lichos Gam Haponim. I don't think I ever saw anyone do that. Did you? Ever see anyone wash their face also when they come out of the Beis HaKvaros?
Is there any rule not to walk into someone's house?
Yeah, we'll see that in a moment. B'meis, Afilu Mishenichle Say Tumeis Echod, Hoshaholach Lavoso, Noagin B'netila. Usually, I think people are only machmir if they come within the alaramas of the mace. But nogula hakbid im yikonis adam labayis acher kodim shayirchatz. It's not so clear what bayis acher means. People do it even before they go into their own house.
But their cars, right? They like cars also.
Into their cars? Maybe. It's a reshus. I mean, here they have the water right out there. Minigav asena torahi. I guess that's to warn you not to make fun of it. Kalov. Afila lo noga b'kina shalom motza. That I don't. So I'm not quite sure. Like I don't have a good. I mean, I don't know what ruach ra is anyway. But like, why that should create ruach ra? You're sitting there delousing your begadim. B'kina u'beparosh. What's a parosh? Whatever it is. Efshu d'day b'ni koyim b'alma. Well, what's the difference? The point is, parosh is like a small animal, so it's disgusting. It's nikius. The kina. They thought was generated from the body itself, from ipush. They thought it was generated from ipush, so it's like ruach ra already. Mashenkin parosh, they knew wasn't. Now that we know that Tina also is not generated, so, I don't know. Ask Slifkin. But you know, though,
Yeah.
Before you daven, learn, make a bracha, make any bracha. Say Shem Hashem. Yeah. Or at least this. Amen is a shaila. Achrenim ask if you could answer Amen with your time chaining the kiosk. It's a shaila. Yodo. Bemakomas hamatunofo sheish mehem bilmulei zeya. Beads of sweat. Yotsu midaitoi, if you don't wash your hands. I am Belio Rabba, what does it mean Yotsu midaitoi? The rights of language, and it's a very nice shot. You get Ruach Shtus, by the days of Yuchalova like Kachle Avera, Chama Moyer, then of the Moyer Avera, and Ken Nichol Troy Ruach Shtus. Okay, let's go right to Amak is Dom. If your blood let, Mech Seifayim, not loud Dafka from the shoulders, but you have to wash your hands. There's a Ruach Rav there. So the Achrayim want to know, what about everything? We don't let blood anymore, but we give blood. So what about that? Is that called Hakazos Dom that requires Natilus Adayim for Ruach Rav? So the Achrayim are not sure. Maybe yeah, maybe not. We don't know what the Ruach Rav comes from. It's very easy to say Torah when you don't know what you're talking about. It's plenty of Svarim have been written that way. So we don't know what the Ruach Rav comes from. So, you know, what about this? What about that? What about if you wound yourself and blood comes out? Does Ruach Ra? I don't know. Domek Seifayim, Bevshir Ahluka, Shekorin Paivkis. They used to, the mamish leeches. People, it's not so long ago, Rabosai. We're not talking about like the ancient Romans. We're talking 200 years ago. They used leeches and cups to get out the blood. Maybe, what? Yeah, it's very, very recent that they held that cures a person. Certainly from high blood pressure, they held it cures you. You let out the blood, they held it cures high blood pressure. Gam ken tzorichlito. I never knew a person that went on vacation that didn't need a vacation when he came back from the vacation. B'tov l'achmir. B'tvila. Okay, so what does it say in Sif Yotes? We didn't learn Sif Yotes. Hamekas domeach seifayim v'loy notol yodov mefachet shivas yomim v'magaleach v'loy notol yodov mefachet shloshi yomim v'natol shepon v'loy notol yodov v'natol gemora mefachet yomechot v'ne yodeh mima mefachet. It's paranoid. Scared of a shadow.
Barefoot notol yodov was using a cup.
I'm sorry?
Cutting of the nails. I asked Rabbi, you need a cup or not?
Yeah.
Here says notol yodov.
That's a lotion. The Achrayim say it does not need a kli. If you want to be machmer with a kli, and I made a joke before, the lashon of the achrayim is that if you want to be machmer with a kli, tovel lo bracha. The truth, and that's the, so the bracha is a good shidduch. That was my joke. That's all. You have to listen when I make a joke. It's not stam a joke. Tovel lo bracha is a good shidduch. That's the bracha. Harocha is ponov loynod vom yafe, ponov misbakos, olabam shchir. Ufu also lichas habi b'mei silka. What silka? Beets. Wash your face and borscht. Okay. So,
one more.
Alright.
New policy.
Farakli Zohar. Bitfila o ba'achila. While you're eating, because that requires Natila Shadayim, it means eating bread. By in the comments of Mitzadik Beis, Sivoth is in a Kutsa Machdalit. Shalom liga b'shok v'yorech u'b'makomos ha'machus u'b'adim. Any place which is normally covered, l'vishyesha melmulei zeya, melmulei zeya pira zuhama, kein tzorim katanim, rub your skin once, and you'll see. It's like little pieces of junk there. V'chein shalom l'chachech b'rosho, not to scratch your head. Touching your hair is probably okay, unless you happen to be very sweaty, so then you're touching sweat. But a regular person can touch scratching the head. And, okay. Avo mokomos hamagulim berosho ponov uvo mokom hamagula shebezroosov. We assume it's up to the elbow, I think. Ein lachbid. So not to touch it or scratch your head. So what do you mean tzorch lizor b'tfila? What didn't show b'shoshuasik b'tayra? Yes, yeah, because these things require natila Simon Tzadik Behez in his Borisham, Shem Omid Butfilah Veniska Shenogam Amokam Betunhof, so you don't walk away in the middle of Shemana Esrei, Daibani Koyan Ofer, Shemachachach on the Bekaiso, Mayan Tabem Tzotfilah, Mim Omid Vadaim Bekriash Mopsukit Zimra, so Chleilich Velitol Yodof, if there's water available.
Is wiping your hands on the pants better than on the wall or a table, which I would think better than the floor? Everyone says the table or the wall, but
the
floor is floor.
If it does.
I mean, you wipe your hands on the wall, your hands get dirt. Your hands are more dirty than
it gets off the Zayah, it gets off the Inikoyan. Dust is not what we're talking about. We're talking about like things that have some, that are somewhat repulsive, like Zayah.
Is there any not to wipe your hands?
No, that I don't know. I don't know if it works though.
Even though when you're drying your hands, you shouldn't dry them on your face.
Yeah, but that's something else. It's kosher l'shikha. That's one of the things that are kosher l'shikha. Simon kuf sam magdash. D'sham d'sbar shem avam v'nagu b'toch hasuda tzarich litl yodav shenis kedin. Not many people are aware of this. If you're during a suda and you do something that requires you to wash your hands, it's very likely that you have to wash kedin again with the takanas chazal and the tilas yadayim. Achlenin brichas on the tilas yadayim, we took the words right out of the Mishnah Berurah's mouth. Haskamos rov achronim shalol lachzor ulevarech. Ayin sham be Mishnah Berurah. Mamulei zaya. Ayin be yerodeos on the kuf yudvot. It's orkli zor mizaya. The whole zaya samamovas. Chutz mizayas aponim, you work up a sweat. It's good. The similar dover mizayas apecha tochalachem. I don't know what this means. Ubeponov, chaim betzavoru ad hechozer. You know, till it's covered. From kodmach l'shel, they're told if he minagam a komos, and aderech lios megulasham. Shebizro also ad aperek shenikra elbows. V'chein imholich yochiv baraglo. If that's the minagam akom, after davi b'chalam a komos hamegulim. Okay, so the point of the Mechaber's din, I mean, you have to be zoher by any bracha. You can't make a bracha, you can't learn Torah. So you have to be careful when you're learning, when you're davening, when you're eating, not to touch places that require you to wash your hands. By the other things, because it's a dvarim dover shemikdusha, and by eating, because Chazal will misake to have your dayan nekiyos b'shas eating. So if you touch a part of your body, it's not just a question of health. It's a takanas chazal, al tznikiyus also. You look at the Gemara, the reason for netilas shadayim, it's two reasons. Mishum srach truma, everybody knows. Wash your hands. I mean, I think everybody knows. Your tame, you wash your hands. But there's a reason, this kadashtim, these some kadoshim, zumayim rishonim, it's an inyan of nekiyus. You look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Tosfos and Chulin, I believe. Nekiyus is also one of the reasons that Chazal Masakin Netilas Yadayim. You know, you start with Nekiyus, they say, that's what I need a cup for, there's a problem with Chatzitza, you get to the Reform Rabbi territory. So, but that's an ikadika reason as well, and that's reflected here. That's why if your hands become not noki during eating, that's why you have to be Zohir, because you see that here. That's why you have to be zor in tefillah and in davening and while eating, not to touch mekaynus b'chus b'guf, because these are places where Chazal was mesaken, especially that you can't do these things with your daim shein and nekiyus. Okay, that's today's quota.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you could do it.
Yeah. What?
I don't know that people do things.
I brought it. I have to take a pen. It's really not.